السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله الذي فضل سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم على العالمين جميعا وأقامه يوم القيامة للمذنبين المتلوثين الخطائين الهالكين شفيعا، فصلى الله تعالى وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى كل من هو محبوب ومرضي لديه صلاة تبقى وتدوم بدوام الملك الحي القيوم. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, it is an honor to be amongst the people who have learned in the faith and those who are learning the faith, the people who are the students of the Deen or the guests of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I understand that there are ulama amongst us who are more knowledgeable than myself. However, from that which I remember, what I have studied in regards to the life of Sayyidina Afdal al-Sahaba Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, inshallah I shall convey some information regarding that. And I also understand that many of you who are present, you already do know much about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. I hope that I can add to that, and if I don't, then remembering those who are beloved to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also one of the types of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before I begin speaking on the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an and his virtues, may we all sincerely from our hearts recite Durood Sharif in the Bargah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على سيدنا نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم وعلى اله وصحبه وعلى اله وصحبه وعلى اله وسلم. سيدنا ابو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه used to say himself that there are three things that I find most dear to myself. There are three things which I find most dear to myself. And the first one, he says, that the first thing that I find most beloved and most dear to myself, and I enjoy doing the most, is an-nazru ila wajhi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is looking at the blessed, most beautiful face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the most dear thing to me. And then he says, the next one, he says, infaqu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Infaqu mali ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to spend my wealth in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that the third most dear thing to me in this life is أن تكون ابنتي تحت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, is that my daughter be in the wedlock of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the marriage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and anybody who studies his life will find that he was immensely in love with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is absolutely no example of loving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the life of any other than that which we find in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, كَمَا نَفَعَنِي أَحَدٌ بِمَالِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ. Nobody has ever, none has ever benefited me with his wealth and his life, مَا نَفَعَنِي أَبُو بَكْر, as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has benefited me through his life and through his wealth. And these are the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, all throughout his life after the proclamation of prophethood that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed, all throughout that life Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu spent his life and his wealth in the path of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've seen examples of this all throughout the history of Islam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu just before that saw a dream. And in that dream, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he saw that a light from the skies came onto Makkah Mukarramah. And it was shining in every single house of Makkah Mukarramah. This is the dream of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then he says that light gathered into one. And then it entered into my house, and I closed the door. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu saw this dream. When he awakens from this dream, he asks some interpreters of dreams. For example, he asked Asqaf, one of the Jewish people, and he said that I do not know what this dream means. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was one of the most noble people of Makkah Mukarramah. He was a rich man, he was a successful merchant, and he used to travel to Mulk-e-Sham for his merchandise. He traveled there and he met Bahira Rahib, Buhayra al-Bahira, and he mentioned the dream to him. Bahira says to him, that what is your name and where are you from? What is the name of your kabila? He told him, I am from Makkah, I am a Quraysh. And he told him about him. And then he says that if this is true what you are saying, and so is your dream, then when I add both of them together, it means that the final Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the one who will abrogate the message of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, will come amongst you people, your tribe. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu learned this and he returned back to Makkah Mukarramah. When he returned to Makkah Mukarramah, when a few of the noble men of Makkah Mukarramah came to meet him and ask him about how his trip was to Sham, he said, is there anything new that I do not know of? They said to him that yes, your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is proclaiming that he has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a prophet amongst the people to guide the people. And he is speaking against Lat and Uzza and all the idols that we have been worshipping. And our forefathers have been worshipping for hundreds of years. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, on hearing this, immediately goes in the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he listens to the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And without questioning, and without asking for any miracles or any piece of evidence, the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave his hand in the hand of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Muhammadan Rabbuhu wa Rasuluhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in regards to him, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said on numerous occasions, he said that every man who came to me to accept the message of Allah, to accept Islam, they questioned me. They counter-argued with me. They countered me. They tried to interpret my words. Besides one man, and that is Abu Bakr. That when he came, He did not ask any question. He did not counter me. He did not argue with me. He didn't ask for any evidence. But he immediately gave his hand in my hand and accepted Islam. And that is why Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu said that the first man from amongst the adults to accept Islam was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And that is why in the khutbah of Jummah we hear Awwaluhum bil Tasdeeq, the first man to accept Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. After he had accepted Islam, he had so much love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled or walked somewhere, he would always be with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his companionship. For example, once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah in front of the Kaaba, and this was in the very beginning of Islam. And one of the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, he saw that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah, and he had a piece of cloth with him, a shawl, and he wrapped it around the blessed neck of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was performing salah, and he began to severely choke the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this. Who came? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came. He rushed towards Uqba ibn Mu'ayth and he grabbed him by his neck and he pulled him back and he says to him that you're trying to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only because he is saying my Lord is Allah and he is the creator of all. In this manner, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly loved the Prophet Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this was not a normal action of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because to attack Uqba ibn Mu'ayth, ibn Abi Mu'ayth, was not a normal thing. For Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu to disregard his status in the people of Mecca, and for him to disregard his merchandise and his business, and to attack Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth like that, it was an act that was giving away his business, giving away his status, because if he did that, then people will no longer be merchandise with him. If he did that, people of Mecca, the mushrikeen of Mecca, would not respect him anymore. But he cared less of all of that. He cared about the honor and the respect of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and for that he grabbed the neck and the shoulders of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth and he pulled him back and he threatened Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayth. And in the very same manner, once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking past the Kaaba, and when he was walking past the Kaaba, the mushrikeen of Mecca at that very time were talking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rejecting Lat and Uzza and all the other idols. And at that moment, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by, and this is mentioned in Bukhari Shahih. The previous incident was also from Bukhari Shahih. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes past, walks past. Whilst he is walking past, the mushrikeen of Mecca gather around the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they ask him that, is this true what you are saying about our idols and our gods? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, that is true. Allah is one. He is the one who created all. And there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not in these exact words. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made this statement, the mushrikeen of Mecca, they jumped onto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they started attacking the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was nearby, and somebody said to him that go and see to your friend. Go and see to your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for he is being attacked outside the Kaaba. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu left everything behind and he ran towards the Kaaba, and when he saw the mushrikeen around the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they were striking blows on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq from afar whilst running towards them, he shouted and he cursed them people, and when he cursed them, he did that in order to divert their attention towards himself rather than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They all saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and they came running to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and they left the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they attacked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They jumped on him, they beat him on his face, up to the extent that his blessed mother, Sayyida Ummul Khair radiallahu anha, she said that he was so severely injured that it seemed as though he was about to pass away. He was so severely injured. And he was injured in such a manner that wherever we put our hand on his head, where his hair would come up with our hands. That is how much he was beaten. Why? In order to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, there was another incident. Outside the Kaaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in the presence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave a lecture in order to invite people towards Islam. And whilst he was delivering this lecture, again, Uqba, and this is Uqba ibn Rabi'a, he came and he beat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu so much, he beat him so much that Sayyidina Ummul Khair radiallahu anha said that we couldn't even see where his nose was. That is how much he was beaten. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, think to yourself, that this man who is known as the greatest man who walked this earth after the prophets and messengers of Allah, this man for whom Allah revealed verses of the Quran, this man who is so dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send Jibreel alayhi salam to say salam to Abu Bakr, this man has been beaten so much by the mushrikeen of Makkah and the kuffar of Makkah in order to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in order to raise the banner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was beaten so much that they couldn't even see where his nose was. Allahu Akbar. He was taken home and they thought that he was about to die. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he would wake up and all they could hear on his tongue was, where is Muhammad? How is Muhammad? How is my friend Muhammad? How is my Habib? How is my beloved? All he cared about was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he fully awakened. When he fully awakened, his blessed mother said, have some food, you need to eat food. Have some drink, you need to drink. And he said, I will not eat, I will not drink until I know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is well and he is good. She sent for somebody to the house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar Farooq's sister, Sayyidina Umm Jameel radiallahu anha. Go and find out. She came and she said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in dire trouble. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha said, I will not eat, I will not drink until I go and see the blessed face of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the most dear thing to him in his life was another ila wajhi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then, with assistance from his mother and Sayyidina Umm Jameel, goes to the house of Dar al-Alqam. And there he sees the blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he eats and he drinks. After he sees that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is well. This is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِمَّا ذَقَعَنِي أَحَدٌ بِنَفْسِهِ. No one has ever assisted me with his life as much as Abu Bakr Siddiq has. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he freed so many slaves. He freed so many slaves in order to free them because they were Muslim slaves. And they were being tortured and punished by the Kuffar of Makkah and the Mushrikeen of Makkah. And a perfect example is Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. The Muaddin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala. He was freed by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. In actual fact, he accepted Islam through the lectures and speeches and the khutbah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Do you know people like Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Uthman al-Bani, the third Khalifa of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam through Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. People like Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubayr, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman, Sayyidina Zubayr ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhum, all these Sahaba kiram, they accepted Islam because of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Bilal-i Habshi radiallahu anh used to, he was tortured. He was tortured by Umayyah, one of the worst enemies of Islam, Umayyah. He was tortured simply because he believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was tortured in the desert sun, in the hot desert sun, in the midday. You know, people travel to Hamayn Sharifayn, people travel to the Middle East, to Dubai. They see the heat there, it is absolutely boiling in the hot weather. And at midday, people don't come out of their homes. The shops and the businesses are closed at midday because it's too hot. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu used to be put in metal armor and then laid down in the desert sun in that heat in the midday. And his body used to boil up to the extent that his skin used to burn. The fat of the body used to burn and it used to melt. That is how severely he used to be punished. And he would be ordered by Umayyah that denounce Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept Lat and Uzza as your gods, and I will free you from this punishment. And Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu said, no. Ahad, 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 Allah is one, Allah is one, Allah is one. Can you imagine that punishment? We wouldn't be able to bear such. But Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, his istiqamah and his taqwa and his action on Azima was so much that he refused to denounce Islam. He was happy to be punished for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu once went past and he ordered Bilal radiallahu anhu to continue practicing patience. And so did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu met Umayyah, he said to him that, do you not fear shame? Do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because remember, they believed in Allah. They believed in Allah, but they fought the Lat and Uzza and all these other idols with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, do you not fear Allah? What are you doing to Bilal? Do you not fear shame? Umayyah said, you are the one who has distracted him, and you are the one who has caused him to be misguided in his beliefs. MaAllah. Then why don't you free him? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, how much do you want? How much do you want? And there's other different narrations about how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu bought Sayyidina Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu anhu. And he asked, I can't remember exactly, but about 10 ounces of gold. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave him 10 ounces of gold. And when he gave him 10 ounces of gold, he said that, do you know, if you would have given me 1 ounce of gold, I would have sold Bilal to you for 1 ounce. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says to him that even if you would have asked for 100 ounces of gold, I would have given you 100 ounces of gold. What do you know the price of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu? And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu in the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so pleased. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are a witness. I have freed Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. And he freed 7 Sahaba ikram in this manner. 7 slaves who were tortured, who had accepted Islam, who became Sahaba ikram, he freed them, he bought them, and then he freed them. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَفَعَلِي أَحَدٌ بِمَالِهِ. Nobody has benefited me with his wealth as much as Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse. And I heard you were studying the words of Sadr al-Aqadil al-Lama Naimuddin Murad al-Aji radiallahu anhu wa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Huzur Sadr al-Aqadil in his Khazain al-Irfan also mentioned that the reason why this verse was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was a yujannabuha al-atqa. Yani from Jahannam, he will be kept far away. Who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He will be kept very far away from Jahannam. Alladhi yu'ti ma'lahu yatazakka. Who gives his wealth for no other reason but to purify himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ إِنَّهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُنْزَى. Nobody has a favor upon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu that he would need to return that favor. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. But the only reason why he spent that wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was simply, solely and only to seek the pleasure of his Lord, the Most High, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will please Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. This is Surah Al-Layl, the last few verses of Surah Al-Layl. Look into the Quran in Surah Al-Layl and read the tafsir of these verses. These verses were revealed in regards to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He is atqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq as atqa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That the most honorable near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of Allah is he who is most muttaqi amongst you. And after all the Anbiya Kiram, and after all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is regarded as atqa by the Quran, and therefore Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is afdaluhum bil tahqiq. He, according to tahqiq, is the most superior amongst the Sahaba Kiram. And that is why, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling to Medina Sharif for Hijrah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as his partner in Hijrah. He was the partner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hijrah. And in Hijrah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu left Makkah Mukarramah. And the people of Makkah had gathered in Darul Nadwa, they plotted to ma'adallah kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was their final, attack on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted to make sure that this time they would certainly kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was chosen to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they left towards Medina Munawwara. Whilst they were traveling on Hijrah, in the pathway, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed feet, the most beautiful feet that have ever been seen. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed the most beautiful feet when they used to step onto stone. The stone used to melt for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the comfort of the Prophet Muhammad. And at that time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu carried the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his back. And he carried the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he walked that stone path and took the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until they came to that cave, Ghari Thawb. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited outside, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu cleaned the inside of the cave, and he ripped his clothing, and he blocked the holes that were in that cave so that a poisonous insect or animal could not exit into the cave, exit the hole and come into the cave and attack the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he cleaned the cave and he blocked the holes, then he asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come in, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested on the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed his eyes. يَنَامُ عَيْنَاهُ وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبُهُ. The Prophet was وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبُهُ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes would close, but his heart would always be awakened. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu saw that one hole was left to drop, and he placed his heel into that hole. He placed his heel into that hole, knowing well that it is possible a poisonous animal, a snake, could exit and he could bite
And if he bites me, then I could die. But he knew that brother, but he was willing to sacrifice his life for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do you know, protecting your life is a humble fara'id. It is the most important of all obligatory acts upon you, is to preserve and protect this life that Allah has given to you. Do you not know that if you are in a position where in order to save your life you have nothing but something that is haram, then you may take that haram in order to save your life? Why is that? Because saving your life is even more important. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh is bit by a snake on his heel whilst he is blocking that wall, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting in his lap. In this manner, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh sacrificed his life for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was bit again and again and again, but he did not move his heel because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's rest was more important to him. He did not want to disturb the rest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and tears began to fall from his blessed eyes. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and he said, "Abu Bakr, what has happened?" And he told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that my heel has been bitten. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed his blessed saliva, which is the best of all medicine man has ever seen, and he placed it on the heel of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which cured him from that poison. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was given his life back by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu says, "Ke Mawla Ali Rabani teri neend par namaz." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in the cave, whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting on his lap, he sacrificed his Asr Salah for the sake of the rest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Mawla Ali ne wali teri neend par namaz, wo bhi asr sab se jo ala qadar ki hai, siddiq balke jaan, siddiq balke ja unpe de chuke, aur himse ja to ja furuze ho rakhi hai." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sacrificed his salah, but Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu sacrificed his life, his jaan. And jaan is the most important from all the five. And he says, "Haan, tune unhe jaan aur unhe phir di namaz. Par wo to kar chuke the jo karni bashari hai. They have done what they had to do. They did what they had to do, and they showed to the world that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's comfort is more important than our salah and more important than our lives." Thabit hua ki jumla faraiz furu hai. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu says ke thabit hua ki jumla faraiz furu hai, aslul usul bandagi ustaj barki hai, aslul usul bandagi ustaj barki hai. These incidents prove that out of all the faraiz, all the things that Allah has made an obligation upon you, the most important is serving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Nare takbir,
Allahu akbar.
Nare risalat,
ya Rasulullah.
Nare tahqiq,
marsaliyah.
Nare hadri,
ya Ali.
Islam,
zindabad.
On the journey to Hijra, there is a narration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would sometimes walk on the right hand side of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he'd come to the right hand side. And then he'd start walking ahead of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he'd start walking behind. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Abu Bakr, what has happened? What are you doing? Why is it that sometimes you are here, sometimes you are walking here, sometimes you are walking here, sometimes you are walking behind me?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I walk on your right because I think that what if your enemies come from the right and they attack you, then I should be on your right in order to protect you. Then I think, what if they attack from the left? Then I come to the left and I stand there, that if they attack you first, they strike me. And then I come to the front and tend them to the back, thinking that, Ya Rasulullah, from all sides I can protect you. And if they attack you, then I am the one who they come to first." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who is known as Shaykh-e-Khuda, who is known as Haydar-e-Karnal, who is known as Asadullah al-Ghalib, he asked the people once, he says, do you know who is the most brave from amongst us? Man ashyamna, who is the most brave? Sayyidina, the Sahaba Kiram said, Ya Ali radiallahu ta'ala, you are the most brave from amongst us. You are the Ashjaw Sahaba. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu and said, no, I am not the bravest. I fight my peers or those who are equivalent to me. I am not the bravest. Tell me who is the bravest. They said, Ya Ali radiallahu, and if you are not the bravest, then only you can tell us who is the bravest amongst us. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu and said that in the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone in the tent, and all the kuffar had only one plan, and that was to kill the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the first man who stood up was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And all throughout the battle, he circumambulated, did the walk of the tent in order to protect the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on his own, he fought away all the kuffar of Makkah who tried to attack the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that tent. And therefore, Kana Abu Bakr Ashja'ana. Oh, Kana Abu Bakr Ashja'ana. He said that Abu Bakr is the most bravest from amongst us. Abu Bakr is the most bravest from amongst us. Do you understand? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the most brave Sahabi of all of the Sahaba Ikram. He was the one who was the most generous Sahabi amongst the Sahaba Ikram. He was the most knowledgeable amongst the Sahaba Ikram in every goodness. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was at the forefront, and the Sahaba Ikram accepted that. And that is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu always used to say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the first in every good that I have seen. Jazakumullahu khairan wa alaykum as-salam.